Welcome into the studios of ESP Media. I'm Rob Evil. We're here for the 2018 Molar Lacrosse Podcast number 6. We have a whole studio full of Molar Lacrosse players and coaches. I have head coach Sean McGinnis, senior midfielder number 9, Justin Miller, and number 24, senior defenseman Donnie Genetti. Guys, how we doing?
Doing well today.
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Nice and loud, boys. Nice and loud. Coach, podcast number 6. These have been a big hit. I know Greg Waddell and the boys have been playing this at halftime and pregame of the broadcasts. We had a lot of fun talking about Sam Hubbard last week.
Yep.
You know, it's been great. I appreciate you guys taking the time. And podcast number 6. So let's jump right in here. Let's go hit the replay button and go back to Loveland Tigers at Loveland. Boy, oh boy, have they had our number for the last few years.
You know, they have. You know, they've got, in my tenure, they've had, you know, two good coaches there, with Steve Rice being there right now and Mike Pritz being there before. They're a well-coached team, and they've got some really good players, and they just kind of played well that night. I don't know if it's necessarily like they have our number or whatnot. I think kind of like our experience with St. X up until last year,
sure.
We haven't had that much success with them at a varsity level, and it's just going to take a game for us to kind of get back on track.
I agree.
Whether it's a playoff game, whether it's a regular season game. You know, that's all it's going to take. And you can't disqualify what they have on
the other side.
You know, they've got two great middies, you know. And then all the corresponding personnel all worked well together that night. And, you know, unfortunately, we just came out a little flat, had some time off, before that game. And, you know, it's always tough coming off of a little bit of break, you know, getting back into action. They played Monday night,
right.
You know, so they're one day down. Right. They're one day down just kind of, you know, watching film, whatever, you know. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, they're a good program. They've got a great feeder system.
No disrespect to them at all whatsoever.
So, you know, it's just one of those things. And what we talked about is, and we said it the other time, you got to win. Sometimes you got to lose to win,
yep. You
know. And for us, that loss... And going back in, these guys can attest to it. You know, it was not fun. And Thursday, you know, was a lot of, you know, looking inward kind of moments and time frame as far as practice and meetings go. And I tell you what, they took it to Marymount the next time out.
So. What an 11-1 Marymount team.
Right. So as long as, you know, if we lose and we learn from it,
sure.
Then we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I talked to the guys when they got here about UA. You know, it's regular season. You just gotta get better and move on. But,
exactly.
You know, it's a Loveland program, and what we've talked about all for a couple of years now is the level of play in Cincinnati High School lacrosse. You know, think about where we were 5 years ago. You know, we had trouble beating Mason because Mason was set the bar high. And it's really interesting where things have gone here the last 4 years since you've been here.
No doubt. You know, Loveland, Marymount, and even the Lakotas are starting to kind of be up there in that talk. You know, Lakotas are still a little bit, they got some, you know, things they need to work on from a feeder system or just from, you know, learning the game and having more talented players. But, you know, when you think about, you know, top 4 or 5 programs in the Cincinnati area, you know, outside of us and St. X, you know, Marymount's in the mix, Loveland's in the mix, and Mason's in the mix.
Yep, no doubt.
You know?
No question. Let's get the guys in here. Let's start number 9 senior midfielder Justin Miller. And for those social media fans, he's at underscore Justin Miller 36. Justin, you're in your season. You're in your senior year. We're in the back 9 of the season. How has the last season of Molar Lacrosse been for you so far?
Well, I just try not to take anything for granted. I know it's my last time around with the boys.
Sure.
So, you know, I just try to appreciate practice every day, appreciate the bus rides, the time we have together. Try to have as much fun as I can, even though I get stressed out. But, you know, the guys are always there to support me. So
let me ask you this question. From game prep, riding the bus as a junior, what's different being a senior?
Being a junior, you just kind of want to play. You want to score a goal maybe. But when you're a senior, you want to win. You want everyone to do really well. So I think that's been the biggest change for me.
Donnie, number 24, senior defenseman Donnie Genetti, and his social media, Twitter, at Donnie underscore Genetti. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Tell me about your senior year.
Well, kind of same with Justin. I'm just really trying to enjoy it as best as I can, trying to teach the guys as well as continue learning.
How about your differences from your junior year riding the bus and going to the games and your prep versus your senior? What's the difference?
probably one major difference is the speed of the game. I've noticed that the game has kind of slowed down a little bit my senior year and compared to my junior year, and that's allowed me to excel to a much better
process.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Sounds good. Coach, how about that? How about their comments on that?
I think it's great. You know, and these guys, as the other, you know, portion of our captainship for our teams this year, have just done some good things as captains. And, you know, in practice, you know, Justin and Donnie are talking to the younger guys, or talking to the guy, their line mates and whatnot, and just kind of working out things from that nature. And, you know, as far as games goes, you know, both of them are playing at an exceptional level, and both honestly have come on of late. You know, they've both starting to really pick up things from elevating their level of play to a place that they need to get to for the playoff run. So it's been good, and you know, we've loved having them for the last four years for Donnie, last 2 years for Justin.
Right.
But again, when we talk about brotherhood, you know, these guys, you know, are kind of like the keeper of the brotherhood, especially, you know, Justin has had a lot of fun times, I guess, you know, with the guys and inviting them over, you know, and kind of creating that camaraderie and, you know,
legacy.
And Donnie does a lot of good things, you know, with the guys, with volunteering and other stuff. So he Donnie's kind of the keeper of the younger guys. You know, he's maybe almost like a father figure a little bit to them, keeping control of the younger guys in school and stuff like that. So,
well, that's when you got a program. You know, when you're talking about things like that, when you got a bunch of great seniors that are interested in creating a legacy for what they've done, instead of just having a sport, you know, what you've created and build on what previous regimes have done is just taken that program of Moeller lacrosse to another level.
Yeah, you know, if we can keep the whole concept of brotherhood and, you know, what that means to our program and how we protect the brotherhood and how we act within the brotherhood, you know, it does, you know, create this culture of a program that, you know, boys want to be a part of. Right. And, you know, as a teammate, there, you know, things you do for your brother in practice, in games, in the classroom. So it's just been fun to have these guys around.
Great.
And, you know, we're going to miss them, but we know that they're going to good places with Cleveland State and Wheeling Jesuit. So it's going to be a good time to watch them in college.
It's exciting. Donnie, who's your favorite superhero, brother?
My favorite superhero is Batman.
And why would that be? Why the Caped Crusader?
I mean, I don't know. I like the movies. All three.
Who's your favorite Batman in the movies?
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
100%.
Bale. Yeah, Christian Bale.
Gotcha. Justin, how about you? Who's your favorite superhero?
I got to go with Spider-Man. I mean,
Spidey action.
Yeah, he's a young man. He's very relatable. He's a little bit awkward sometimes, but, you know, he's awesome.
He's
hard not to like.
Right?
It's nice. It's great. So let's segue that into our 30th anniversary of Moeller Lacrosse against the Marymount Warriors at Lachlan Stadium. Big night for you, Coach.
Yeah, you know, coming off the loss of Loveland, yeah, I gotta, you know, hand it to our team and our senior leadership and our seniors who play a lot, is that, you know, they bounce back really quick after losses. And so, you know, we get it. There's not much we need to say when we go in that locker room. You know, things we talked about now is playing 48 continuous minutes, 48 relentless minutes. You know, we talked about team, and we got to get back to that sense of team. You know, things are going to happen. Bad things are going to happen. Good things are going to happen. Turn the page when the bad things happen. You know, just kind of we kind of coined the phrases. You know, I'm good or it's okay. You know, it's all right. You know, just kind of keep pushing forward if we make mistakes. You know, the last thing we kind of talked about is, you know, the brotherhood. And we talked about the brotherhood in the room. We talked to, you know, the 30 years of brotherhood that's, you know, in the stands supporting you that night. So it wasn't much need to be said after a loss on Wednesday. They came out and played extremely well. Honestly, talking to coaches afterwards, in our 5 years, that probably ranks in the top five games, you know, within our
'cause Marymount came in 11-1,
yeah,
and they play a tough schedule.
Yeah, within our tenure of coaching, you know, outside of championship game, outside of some of those games last year, you know, maybe going back to the first year, that regional final at
St. X,
where we lost in overtime, that game, Marymount game Friday night, has to rank it in my tenure as one of the best
of
the best team games we've ever played.
Justin, could you tell when you're warming up, and did you know about all the alumni that were there watching the game? How'd that feel for you?
It felt great just to carry on the tradition that they started. I think that a lot of the emotion and a lot of the time we spent preparing on Thursday really showed up on Friday, and I think the guys were really excited to play. I think the guys were motivated to win again, and I think we're having a lot of fun, and teams should be ready for us in the playoffs.
Good deal.
Sure.
Donnie, how about you for 30th anniversary for Moeller lacrosse night?
Well, I knew after losing to Loveland, the next practice, the Thursday, we came out with a lot of energy, even though we had a really short practice, and immediately I knew that it was going to be a great
night. You were ready.
Yes.
Yeah, it's exciting. Well, it was a great night. Crusaders won 11-7, went 10-4 on the season, and then had to take the trek up 71 to always tough Upper Arlington. And, you know, the neat thing for us is, and it had to be for you as a program, to get all three teams to play, you know, at 3-5-7. That's outstanding.
It was. And Kyle Olson, head coach up there, he and I were talking before our game, and we both admitted that that's just a great thing for high school lacrosse.
Yes.
And you got two good programs in the state, and, you know, across the teams and the programs, you know, everyone can play. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we can build off of having all three play. And you know, we told him, you know, Saturday, yeah, we're going to do that next year. Yes. You know, they're going to come down here on a Saturday. I mean, we're going to host three games at, you know, on a Saturday at the high
Everybody
school.
Everybody gets better.
It's great. It's great for our programs, and it's also great for high school lacrosse in Ohio.
We fell short 7-6 in overtime. You know what? I've seen UA before, you know, before our game up there. They're a good team, and it just shows we're right there.
Well, we're right there. Yeah, we are. We're right there. You know, we talk about that. You know, they're a very disciplined team, and you know, you talk about team beats talent when talent isn't a team, and they're a good team, and they've got talent.
Sure.
But like we said before, you know, it's not the UA of old, but man, you know, it's a good team. And so you can't make mistakes.
Good fundamentals. Right. Very disciplined.
Right. You can't make, you know, fundamental mistakes against them. You can't, like, miss a ground ball that goes back the other way. You can't allow transition back the other way. And so, you know, we, you know, have a few of those mistakes or hiccups in the second and third quarter.
Right.
But, you know, the best part of our defense is we didn't, you know, allow a large margin to be created defense, you know, with, you know, goals
able
against.
To come back.
And we were able to come back. And I tell you, we start, you know, chipping away. And, you know, we walk out of that, you know, walk out of that week same as last year. You know, we're 1-2 coming out of a tough week.
Yep.
A lot of, you know, reflecting inward of what we as coaches and players need to do to be better for the playoffs. We walk in that locker room. Coach Clark whips him up into a frenzy afterwards.
Yes, he does that very
well.
You know,
and, you know, all the coaches had great positive things to say about, you know, what just happened. It wasn't, we weren't upset that we lost. We understood the mistakes we made. You could look at everyone's eyes and be like, I mean, I even said it, I'm like, let's go. If they could keep the lights on and we can go another 48 minutes, let's go another 48 minutes.
Right.
Because I guarantee you this time Moeller's winning.
Right.
You know, that's the attitude, and that was the energy in the room after the game. You know, so, you know, it's just one of those things we experience again. Sometimes you got to lose to win. You know, and now that
it's
we
the regular season,
right,
it's how you adapt to
you
those.
Know, we're moving into the playoffs, so you know we have to understand that those minimal, you know, the more minimal mistakes you make, the more chances you get to win. If you start making some big mistakes in games like that, you know, you just don't allow yourself to, you know, to get on the winning side of things.
Sounds good. Well, Coach, why don't we take a break? Once again, we're sponsored by Accurate Masonry. You can reach Accurate Masonry at 513-769-3300. We'll take a break, come back, talk about Senior Day versus Centerville at Moeller, and then the MSLCA up at Obitz. But we'll be right back. This is Rob Ebel from ESP Media. Accurate Masonry has over a decade of specialized experience with commercial masonry services. Just as important as our skills and professional focus is our dedication to customer service and satisfaction. Call our Cincinnati location today at 513-769-3300. That's 513-769-3300. Or visit our website at AccurateMasonryLLC.com to discuss your next project. Accurate Masonry, we're here to help. ESP Media has been producing and operating websites, mobile apps, game films, broadcasts, and social media content since 2010. We have entered into an exciting partnership with Sidearm Sports, the number one provider of collegiate athletic websites in the world. If you're reevaluating your athletic website's overall look and day-to-day operation, ESP Media can assist you. Reach us today at 513-655-4966 or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. Join ESP Media and Sidearm Sports to be the leader. Welcome back into the studios of ESP Media. We're here for the 2018 Moeller Lacrosse Podcast number 6, sponsored by Accurate Masonry. I'm Rob Ebel with head coach Sean McGinnis, with senior Justin Miller and senior Donnie Genetti. Guys, let's talk about, wow, it's kind of senior week, isn't it?
It is. It's a big week. I think
this season has flown.
It has. I mean, this whole year, it seems, it's flown, you know, and you know, with the success last year and then going through the summertime and then starting up again in the fall.
In a great senior class.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know they've got some fun stuff headed school-wise. I think I know there's a slip and slide somewhere in there later in the week.
They had a tailgate this morning.
They had a tailgate. Now I think there's a little fun way to get to school tomorrow. Yep. Is that true?
Do you guys still do the bike ride to school?
Yeah, we're doing that. Nice. I don't know what day that is, but
what's your choice? What's the vehicle of choice for you then? You gonna go bike? You gonna go roller skates? What are you gonna
maybe skateboard?
There you go.
Nice.
I'm gonna pull a old rusty bike out of the garage for
great.
Sure.
There you go. So yeah, it's a great week. We go up and we play against Centerville. Troy Stalen, a Moeller grad who's doing good things out there at Centerville, trying to build a program up there. So yeah, it's just the senior day is, it's a great day. It's an emotional day for everyone. Again, not much is needed to be said in the locker room. You know, they're going out there and they're playing, you know, for that tradition.
And Centerville's going to be strong. They're going to come in. They're going to be well coached. We got to meet Troy during the tournament run. He was on some of our broadcasts and really enjoyed getting to know him.
Yeah.
So, guys, best of luck on Senior Day on Wednesday. Justin, what do you got planned for after graduation?
I'm going to be going to Cleveland State University in the fall to play lacrosse.
Okay. Donnie?
I'm going to be going to Wheeling Jesuit University also to play lacrosse.
It's great, guys. It's got to make you feel good, Coach.
It does. I think at the end of maybe even this week, we'll have 10 out of 16 seniors that have committed to play college lacrosse, and most of them are at the Division I or Division II level. So,
Justin, when you came, entered high school, was playing lacrosse in college on your radar, or did you just love this experience so much that door opened for you?
It was definitely something that was on my radar. I mean, I think it became more real possibility once I got into a situation like I am, because we just do such a great job of preparing kids for college.
Sure.
So, but it's been a dream of mine for a long time, so I've
Donnie,
been working
how
towards
about you? That.
Well, honestly, I wasn't really expecting to play a sport in college. I was honestly focusing on academics.
Okay.
But you know, lacrosse helped me out a little bit. You know, I ended up getting a scholarship, and it's going to help me out in the long run.
That's great, guys. Okay. Great stories on that. Each year we took a year off a couple years ago on the MSLCA. It rotates. This year it's at the Obit Stadium, south of Columbus, and I was there earlier this year. Beautiful complex. 8 or 12? Is it 8 teams? I can't remember. I was looking on the website.
So
it's either 8 or 12 teams from.
The brackets are broken up in groups of 8.
Okay.
No, groups of 4, excuse me. It's up to 16 teams still, but
okay.
You know, some of the original, I think about 8 teams have
Pittsburgh.
Dropped out. So it's Pittsburgh, Western PA, mostly Ohio after that.
Right.
And then Cathedral out of Indiana. Those are teams that make up the MSLCA. We'll go up there Friday. Games are either 3:30 or 5:30. Our voting is later on this evening.
Okay.
Coaches will kind of vote for seeding, and then from there the top 4 teams play in the A bracket, top the next 4 play in the B bracket,
right.
And then after that everyone else just kind of plays likable opponents in like a consolation round.
Sure.
I feel pretty strong we could be in the B bracket, even though we're 2-3 in the MSLCA.
Yep.
You know, we've played 5 games, and of the 5 games, 2 of them are overtime losses.
Right.
So
would you hope that you're traveling up there to play a team you haven't already played? Would that always kind of be a preference?
It would be a great preference for us. But knowing that if we get in that A bracket could be Ignatius, it's definitely going to be Upper Arlington, and it's going to be St. X. It could be anybody from Ignatius to us. It could be another team out of Cleveland.
Sure.
A B bracket, we could see the likes of Dublin, Jerome, us, Kilbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And though we've played some of those teams before, it's also a good test for us right before the playoffs.
Especially on grass. I mean, it's not that we're going to play any grass
one
in
of the games,
tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
But you get to really see the skill.
You do.
When you get on grass.
You do, and we noticed that when we went to NBA.
Yep.
You know, we noticed we had to chase balls a little bit more. We had to, you know, run to the end lines. No, you had to run the end lines to get the ground ball, and you had to bend down a little bit more and things like that. So, You know, yeah, we feel pretty good about where we're going to land up there. And, it's a great opportunity for us to play some, elite teams and, right. and kind of, buff up the rust, so to speak, before we get ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's right around the corner, and we'll hold off talking about playoffs to our next podcast. Donnie, what has Moeller Lacrosse meant to you?
Well, to me, Moeller Lacrosse has pretty much been like another family. I've made so many friendships, and, that I'll be friends with most – all of the guys for the rest of my life.
Brotherhood, coach.
It's brotherhood. Yeah,
brotherhood.
Yep.
Justin, how about you? What has Moeller Lacrosse meant to you?
It's undeniable that brotherhood's the biggest takeaway for just about everyone in our program. I think the community that we build around the team is phenomenal. Everybody supports each other so well, but, you never quite get back those moments you have with your teammates, and I think that's what everyone appreciates the most.
Well, that's great stuff, Coach. Guys, I appreciate you coming in for podcast number 6. Coach, best of luck Wednesday, and then I'll see you Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And this has been Rob Ebel, Sean McGinnis, Justin Miller, and Donnie Giannetti. Guys, thank you, and best of luck this week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.